And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Once again, the medical staff is busy at the State Fair Clinic, where they this year have specialized in transplants, transplanting a bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies from her kitchen to their stomachs. Today, the staff is very concerned about preparing for the next big event after the State Fair, and that is the Super Bowl. Discussion continues today with perhaps the most intriguing taking place in a secluded, unlit linen closet. Now, between Dr. Gil Whitney and Dr. Helen Trent, in very close consultation, somewhere in the deep, dark, damp, irritable bowels of Minnesota Hospital.
Oh, Gil!
And we're off.
Oh, Helen.
Gil!
Oh, Helen.
Gil, I can't even begin to tell you how wonderful it is that you surprised me in this unlit linen closet with the sticky doohickey.
All right, people, that's a food out here at the State Fair. What kind of crowd is this? It's the least I can do, Helen, and I always do the least I can do.
True. Now, is this the new food from the Sassy Pecan near the grandstand?
It was either that or the triple truffle trotters from the Blue Barn.
Oh, Dr. Whitney!
Yes, intern, how did you know I was in here?
I hacked into your Google Maps.
Oh, intern, what are you interrupting for?
Yeah, our hot dogs we serve in the State Fair Hospital cafeteria have been recalled because they contain bone fragments. What are we gonna do?
Raise the price and stick on a new label, now with added calcium.
Excuse me, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Trent. We, the American people, need you. America needs you totally. Many, many people. Many, and I have many friends, believe me. I have many friends, terrific friends, who said that they need you totally, bigly. Friends that are friendly, they appreciate terrific friendships. I can tell you that.
Why, it's the president of Minnesota Hospital, former proctologist Dr. Rump.
That's right. Listen, Trent, Whitney, we have a Super Bowl coming to town next year, and Minnesota Hospital must take advantage of it, total advantage, okay? We want to be winning again. We're going to get tired of winning, okay? I have an idea on what we can do.
What's your idea?
That is a terrific question. That's a real news person there. That's unbelievable. A question I know that me and many, many people like. They like it totally, okay? What I am proposing is this. It's simple. So simple. It's unbelievably simple. In fact, I can't stand it. A reality show from Minnesota Hospital. A reality show. Just before Super Bowl numbered, whatever the hell number it is. I don't know. What is it?
What kind of reality show can you film at the hospital?
Again, I might say that is a terrific question. Unbelievably good. Okay. I say to the terrific men and women that work here at Minnesota Hospital, and they are fantastic, this is a fantastic question. Have I said that? I need to say it three times or it's not official, okay? I wish I could get questions like that from the fake news media. Let me just say that. Here are a few ideas. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. We need to get all of us on one page, so I am mixing the new with the old. Okay? Great. Really great new young ideas presented by a few former presidents of Minnesota Hospital.
Well, wait. Is that former Minnesota Hospital President Reagan?
Yes. And here he is. Will, that's right. I'm glad you remember. It is me, and we begin the bombing in 5 minutes.
You might as well begin it now.
Will, okay then. A couple of reality show ideas that we will have on the drawing board first. Who wants to be a podiatrist?
How is that even close to interesting?
Well, we'll begin with the president putting his foot in his mouth. And I think the media will hype the heck out of that. And that's good for ratings.
What else?
Well, this next one is one of my favorites. And yes, I have many, many favorites, which I like. But this is the favorite of the favorites that I like. Do you agree, President Rump?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Will, our second reality show idea is celebrity colonoscopies.
But...
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
And here is one more. Our new head of the emergency room, Dr. E.R. Fleck, will do a series of 4 elite documentaries called Being E.R. Fleck. And everyone in gastrointestinal will wear T-shirts that say, Row the Bloat.
Okay, excuse me. We also have already built a wall around the operating room, a beautiful wall. When I was elected president of Minnesota Hospital, I promised all of you that I would do that, and now it is done.
Well, excuse me, but Mr. Rump... Tear down that wall.
Gosh, that sounded familiar.
Okay, and then we need to attract the non-sports millennials, okay? So with that idea, I have brought in another former Minnesota Hospital president, President Clinton.
Oh, boy, I remember this guy.
I don't.
Well, get ready.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I first say that this is a lovely stethoscope that you're wearing, Dr. Trent. What do you say after this is over, perhaps I could walk you over to the sky ride? Get to know you better over a bacon fluffernutter. That's a food item.
What is he doing?
Oh, Gil, just calm down. Don't worry. It's a new food item at the sandwich shop here at the State Fair.
My fellow Minnesota hospitalitans, instead to attract the younger demographics, instead of the scalpels, our Minnesota hospital surgeons will now use selfie sticks. That's right.
What do you think so far, Gil?
I'm starting to believe the Russians hacked elections going back to the 80s.
Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney!
Yes, intern, what is it now?
A guy lost his thumb in an accident, and our surgeons mistakenly transplanted his big toe where his thumb used to be. What should we do?
For Pete's sake, tell him he'll be okay, except for the occasional athlete's hand.
So any more ideas, President Rump?
Don't worry, Dr. Whitney. They're just yelling for Bruce. They're not booing, okay? So, any more ideas, Helen? What do you think? This isn't even half over as a comedy bit, okay? We have a lot of ideas, many more ideas, so many, many, and many of my friends have ideas. I have many, many friends with ideas. That's 2. Many friends indeed. That's 3. Okay. But here to introduce the next idea is another former president of Minnesota Hospital.
Oh, don't tell me. Former Minnesota Hospital President Nixon?
That's right. Talk about your comebacks. During a recent break-in at the Hotel of Reality Show Executives, we learned that Hollywood makes millions with product placement in movies. So... let's make no mistake about it. We can do the same in our Minnesota Hospital medical reality shows as we prepare for the big Minnesota Super Bowl.
How does that work?
Depends.
I get it. Depends.
Always quick with the uptake, the intern, okay? We will not only make use of product placements, but also market our own. For example, Pepto-Bismol is going to be big here. Pepto-Bismol, product placement that can help make us a lot of money. Perhaps millions and millions. With that money, we can repair those panels on our new wing of Minnesota Hospital, our $1.1 billion beautiful wing at the hospital stadium where the panels need to be replaced already. It's unbelievable. So, now you want to know who will be our TV spokesperson. Please welcome former James Bond actor Sean Connery, 007.
Oh my, he still looks great.
Oh, knock it off, Helen.
Look, on our first show, we will surgically remove 11 of the current 13 gubernatorial candidates here in Minnesota. The audience will be shaken, not stirred.
I want my sticky doohickey back. I am going to resign before this bit is over.
And as an added special, we will produce a new documentary. No more fake news documentaries. Our documentaries will look at conspiracy theories. I mean real conspiracy theories, okay? Believe me. For example, how do we know that the sun recently reappeared after that eclipse? Could that be the same sun we saw before the eclipse? Not so sure. Not so sure, my friends.
Will, also, we will highlight new discoveries from our research department here at Minnesota Hospital. For example, our medical researchers agree that humans will lose their sense of smell in the future.
Wow, think of the money you'll save by not buying deodorant. Wow, think of the money you'll save by not buying deodorant.
You better say that three times, then they'll get it.
Look, Gil, look. That looks like former Minnesota Hospital President H.W. Bush stepping up to the podium.
That's right. I'm happy to announce another one of our upcoming Minnesota Hospital reality shows. It's got nothing to do with my boy, George W. I'd like to be there, though. This show is going to be reading the lips of our staff. For example, the guests would have to guess what we were saying without hearing it. Let me give you an example. Read my lips, no new taxes.
Oh, Dr. Whitney.
Intern, every 10 minutes on the H, you're showing up.
That's right. You know, you missed the workplace safety meeting, and you must answer this question to complete it.
What's the question?
What steps would you take in the event of a fire?
Very big ones.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but good evening.
Good evening. Who in the world are you?
I am Dr. Karloff, the hospital mortician. And I am here to pick up this bit which expired a couple of minutes ago.
And because the governor just line-item vetoed this show, that is our final 2017 Minnesota Hospital here at the Minnesota State Fair.